Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's Cut to the Chase at 8 with Queen MC. That's me, Madison Chase. We are talking ESB. That's entertainment, sports, and beauty, plus health, because it truly is your wealth. With my personal, always positive, as much as I can, 3 T's, that's takeaway, tips, and tools, hopefully that you could use to live a life full of light, love, sunshine, sunflowers, and orchids, and always, always, always more love. So this morning, on a more positive note, I wanted to talk about a 22 Marvel movie marathon. And how long would that take you? 59 hours is what they approximate. And could you use a great coffee substitute? I had a friend on Facebook that asked, what's a great coffee substitute? Stay tuned. We'll chat all about it after we hear a word from our sponsor. Now that we heard a word from our sponsor, and I've had my fire cider, it's pretty good this morning. I actually did 2 tablespoons. Let's jump right into the story. So, scrolling through Facebook, I see a friend, Raquel, who is one of my friends in California. It is her sister, and she just happened to live in Texas, and we just happened to meet. So, she asked a question. She said, does anyone know a good coffee substitute? And I was like, yes, of course. I know a great coffee substitute. It's actually healthy for you. So I suggested dandelion root coffee. It is a coffee substitute that comes in little packets. And all you have to do is pour the powder drink mix into some hot water. And if you want to cool it off and have a cool coffee drink, you could do that. Just let it cool off and add some ice, and it's yummy. You could add whatever creamers you want to. I suggest almond milk creamers or coconut milk creamers. They are just as great as the milk ones. So then my other second coffee substitute is Cafe Fix. It comes in like really strong coffee, light roast, dark roast. It has a bunch of different flavors for you super, super hardcore coffee drinkers. And I think that one tastes just as great. I have a friend that was a huge coffee drinker and she couldn't have caffeine anymore. And we actually went to the Natural Products Expo maybe 3 years ago. And I encouraged her to try it. She liked it and she was a huge coffee drinker. So you might like it. So I say you try it. I think Raquel is going to try it. So I'll get back to you and let you know if she actually liked it. Okay, so when I'm scrolling through Facebook, I see this other story. And the story is actually written by the AV Club. And the AV Club is essentially, I guess it's for the Avengers movie news, I guess. So the title of the story, it was actually written April 1st. It says, say goodbye to sleep. AMC is showing all 22 Marvel movies in an insane 59-hour marathon. That's pretty crazy. So, now that the spring has arrived, many of us are rejoicing over the warmer temperatures and the glorious gift of leaving work when the sun is still out. I definitely agree with that. AMC knows MCU fans care little about maintaining healthy vitamin D levels or normal sleep patterns and are practically incapable of seeing a Marvel movie too many times. Never forget the fan who saw Infinity War too many times in the theater. He saw it 100 times, y'all. That's too much. but now the theater chain is getting truly bonkers. There's an F-bomb in there, but I'm not going to say that. But it starts on April 23rd. So AMC will show all 22 MCU movies in a massive Marvel movie marathon that asks the true diehards to prove their fandom once and for all by sacrificing sleep and body hygiene. I don't think you really have to sacrifice body hygiene because nobody wants to sit next to you, so I would not recommend that. That's just me talking. So both marathons will kick off with 2008's Iron Man with Robert Downey Jr. I love him. I thought that was a great movie because you get a sense of his personality and the writers were great. And he just seems like somebody you would want to hang out with. Okay, so it leads up to Captain Marvel and, of course, ending with Avengers Endgame. That's a whopping 59 hours and 7 minutes in total, according to Slash Film, which is the Marvel to put into your eyeballs in one sitting. That's a lot of Marvel. He put an F-bomb in there, so I didn't want to say that. That also means you'll need to sit through 56 hours of movies before you even get to the final 3 hours of Thanos Showdown. So please begin stocking up on, he says, Red Bull. I say your coffee substitute. And or if you want to do a really great energy drink, there's a coconut water substitute that is also very hydrating for you. And it gives you some energy and some deodorant. I think Crystal Clear deodorant is really great. It is a great deodorant for just healthy. It's a healthier alternative to regular deodorants too. I just threw that in there. And you'll be taking some quick naps, of course. So if you choose to accept this mission, get your tickets over at AMC's website or the Alamo Draft House website. So there you have it. If you are a Marvel comic movie marathon, you could get 59 hours of all 22 movies. That's a lot of movie watching. Starting April 23rd. So check that out and hope you enjoy the beginning of springtime. We are at the third quarter of 2019. And what a great way to really get some movie watching in and enjoy some of the movies that we all know and love. I'm a huge AMC fan, but I also love Marvel Comics as well. I don't necessarily care about the movie theater, but I think this is great. I don't know if they're trying to inspire people to do some more movie watching, but 22 movies seems a bit excessive to me. I'm a fan, but I don't know if I'm that much of a fan that I care to see all 22 back to back. That seems like, I don't know, I would do that maybe over a 2 or 3 month period. That seems a bit excessive. So who knows? I'm curious to see if people are actually going to do it, our fans. But maybe because Comic-Con fans are serious about their Marvel comics and the movies and all of that. So check that out. But I am curious to see if you try the coffee substitute. That's Dandelion Root Coffee and Cafe Fix. Those are both great coffee substitutes if you choose to go on this mission and watch all 22 movies and spend 59 hours of movie watching. Thanks for listening. It's Cut to the Chase at 8, and we will chat tomorrow. You just listened to an episode of Cut to the Chase at 8. Thank you so much for subscribing, sharing, supporting this podcast financially, leaving a 5-star rating, and turning on the notifications. If you haven't done any of those things, you could do it right now. You could subscribe, you could share, you could support this podcast financially, you could leave a 5-star rating, and most importantly, turn on the notifications so every time I upload a new episode, you are notified. We are at 100 episodes, second season. I have some incredible guests, so thank you so much for your support, and stay tuned for a second season. It's Cut to the Chase at 8 with me, Queen MC.